It's time to talk classic cars. We've got an expert, and you've really been responding every time we've had him on the radio, who loves vehicles from 1962 to 2000. He sort of basically writes them off after that, says they weren't any good anymore. Mark Haybittle is the director and owner of Supercar Secrets. Mark, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Mark. Already people are starting to gather and wanting to share their car in the drive, maybe know what it's worth. Mark, you've just been...
Now,
you've just been with a customer, Mark. Can I just get a little bit of a hint as to what sort of a car you might have been talking or thinking about?
Well, the particular gentleman's concern's got four cars, actually. He's got a Jaguar E-Type. He's got a Mark II Jaguar 3.8 manual overdrive. He's got a Triumph TR4 and a Lotus Elan. So he's got a wide range of vehicles.
Oh, wow. Do you know, after we talked about one of my colleagues' passions for the TR3 the other day, somebody gave her a little model of one when she bumped into them out on the mountains. So there you go. Mark Hebert.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you got a model TR3 now, Leon?
Well, this was my colleague. Yeah, it was, oh, my God, who was it? It was Loretta that we spoke to, who was loving her fantasizes about owning a TR3. Caught me by surprise. Yeah, and then an audience member said, I heard you on the radio. He's a little model of one. You're welcome to join us this morning as well. What have you got in the driveway? Love to know what you're fantasizing about. One listener says, my dream car is a Datsun 240Z, but the way the prices are going, I'll never be able to afford one. I'll stick with my two Datsun 620 Utes for now, says Match, the train driver. A 240Z's becoming really hard to find and afford, Mark.
But they're both. So 240Zs are extremely difficult to find in anything like reasonable condition and very expensive now. You're really going to be paying between $100 and $150 for a good 240Z. We have a couple ourselves that need restoration, so they're in the same boat. But once again, they were bought very cheaply some time ago. But prices have absolutely rocketed up the charts with 240Zs. And they're a gorgeous car. They're an early part of the Japanese heritage of Australia. And, great car to own.
But, rear-wheel drive, manual.
Yeah,
they came out in
drive,
manuals.
Six-cylinder, yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the equaliser, when Edward Woodward was the equaliser, he used to stand in front of a 240Z, I think, before he switched over to a Jaguar.
I believe he did, yes, that's right. I mean, they're an iconic car. They've got a sort of little bit of a Jaguar E-Type look about them from the E-Type coupes with the sort of very long bonnet and the cabin rearward, you know. But, yeah, great cars. Awesome cars.
Lovely to talk to you this morning. Mark, let's get through some of the calls. Brendan's in Devonport. Brendan, you can talk to Mark. How are you?
Well, thanks, Leon. Hi, Mark.
Yes, hi, Brendan. How are you?
What do you got, Brendan?
Yeah. 1974 VW Beetle 1300 series in absolutely immaculate condition. It was my grandfather's originally, and through a bit of family negotiation, I've been able to secure the vehicle. And just wondering what it'd be sort of the market price, the sentimental value is more than anything, but of course, just curious.
What sort of kilometres does it have, Brendan?
It's got miles. It's around about just under 9,000. So it hasn't been utilised a lot.
9,000?
Right, so it's probably 109 then I'm taking it.
Or is that an original 9,000, Brendan? Because Mark may be about to make you an offer based on if it's a 9,000 case.
Yeah, look, as far as I'm aware on the Speedo, it's 9,000 and a couple of hundred. But, somewhere around about the 9,000 mark. Hmm.
Really? Well, if it was a genuine 9,000 miles or kilometres, and it's in that burnt orange colour, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, the burnt orange.
Well, yeah. Certainly a short while ago when I had a look on car sales, they were fetching up to 60 grand. But to be perfectly honest, if that has a genuine 9,000 on it, that's going to be the other side of 60 and somewhere between 60 and 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you take it for, do you get it? How often do you get it out, Brendan?
So it's housed at our shack out at Hawley Beach. I get out there regularly, try and motor around in it, at least once or twice a month. And then when we're out there over the summer period, it's my main transport vehicle cruising around the beach. Yeah, it's great.
Lovely.
Yeah, put it this way, Brendan. If that's genuine and it could be assured the 9,000, that's probably the lowest kilometre or mileage Beetle probably anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. So it really would be worth considerable sums of money. I mean, you know, people pay a lot for a vehicle that's got that sort of low kilometres. I mean, the vehicle's practically new. If it is not 109 and it's actually 9, that's an amazing thing.
And I'm imagining what you'd want to see is the service logs that show progressively
right.
over time, stamped service logs that just show it sort of slowly creeping up over,
yeah,
what are we talking, 50
stuff,
years?
Yeah.
Crikey, 50 years. 0438 922 936 is the number if you'd like to join us on Mornings This Morning around Tasmania. Let's say good morning to Pat. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Leon. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. You can talk to Mark directly. What do you got?
Good morning, Pat.
I've got a 72 short wheel based cruiser. It's unrestored. I've had it since 2000. It's had a lot of life. It's driven all around Kakadu, Litchfield, Kimberley, and then from Darwin down to Hobart. It's been undercover for the last 10 years, and I'm looking to bring it back into condition and wondering what it'll be worth.
So it's an FJ40, is it, Pat?
It's an FJ40, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've rocketed up the charts in value. They started out, you know, 3-4 years ago at sort of $5,000 or $10,000, and they've reached the dizzy heights of sort of 80. They have come back a little bit now, but you could, if you restored that and got it looking mint and it didn't have too many kilometres on it, it would safely be worth about 60K.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I had the original motor that died on me, and then I put the next model motor into it.
Have you still got the original engine, Pat?
No. That came to its natural end, and was replaced just with the year after. So it hasn't got the original motor, no.
Hey, good on you, Pat. Thanks for that this morning.
That reduces the value quite considerably.
You want to have it all matchy-matchy. Mark, it's interesting. I don't know how much time you spend on YouTube, but I'm loving, there's obviously a massive number of people travelling around Australia and documenting it on their YouTube channels, but there's a couple of people doing it in the long wheelbase Land Cruisers from the 70s. They've restored them and are doing it classic car style.
Yes, well, there's so many people that are getting into classic cars now, and those people that you've seen are doing exactly that. And why not? They're such a strong vehicle, you can't break them. Anything Toyota will go around the country 3 or 4 times before it needs any great amount of work.
Joe asks via text, what is your guest's dream vintage vehicle? Why and how much would it cost? Mark?
The ones that I own, really, they're Lotus Esprit V8 twin turbos, mainly because they're incredibly fast. They look fantastic. They brake and steer and handle incredibly well. And they're just awesome to look at, awesome to drive. So, yeah, I've got a few of those, and that's the reason for why. And they're so light. They have a body shell that's made out of what's called the VARI process, which is vacuum-assisted resin injection, and it's a sort of combination of plastic and carbon fibre, so they're extremely light, and with a V8 twin turbo engine in the back, they're very, very quick.
Crikey, that must be a rocket ship. Mark Haybittle's our guest this morning. What have you got in the drive? Tell Mark about it, or maybe something you're thinking about buying. Maybe you've got an older relative who you're watching, you're checking on their health regularly and wondering where you need to be when they drop off the twig so that you can get in there and put up your hand for their vehicle. Chucky Dan has a question for you. Where was his question? Let me see. He's got a friend who's got a Sunbird. I keep telling a bloke that I know that his UC Sunbird, which is a Tirana, will never be a real Tirana and will never be worth as much or as cool as a real Tirana like the LC, LJ, LH and LX. Can Chucky Dan keep telling his mate that, or will the Sunbird one day, you know, rise like a phoenix?
Probably not really, because they had a bit of an interesting engine, the 1.9 four-cylinder Sunbird engine, which was, it was like a cut-down version of a Holden six-cylinder engine. Look, you're absolutely right. They're not going to really reach the heights of the LC and the earlier Tiranas, which, as we all know, went absolutely mental. They're not going to reach those levels, but a Sunbird, just out of pure rarity, probably a really nice one with low kilometres, is probably going to attract somewhere around 25 to 30K. to be fair.
Oh, well, that's not bad, Trucky Dan. I think you might need to hold your fire if he's got it really mint and looking all classic. Talking about all classic, Liz in Lindisfarne's texted, and she's got a 1971 Valiant Charger. It's the 265 XL, three-speed manual, 96,000 miles, very good condition, and has the E38 six-pack motor and Koni shocks. Liz wants to know what it would be worth.
Well, they're a very valuable car, they are. That car there is worth well the other side of 120K. If it's in good order, with plenty of service assist history and low mileage or kilometres, whichever it's in, well the other side of 120, they're an awesome thing and very valuable and never going to be going down, that's for sure.
Good on you, Liz. Nice work. Jeff's in Penner. He's got a 1978 Alpha GTV prepped as a rally car. And it's done several Targa Tasmania events. Nice work, Jeff. So they're the red ones that were beautiful pieces of design. Did the GTV, they came with a 4 and a 6. Does a 1978 Alpha GTV tell you whether it's the 4 or the 6, Mark?
Yeah, normally with the GTV, if it's a 6, it says GTV 6. And most people let you know that if it's around...
Yep.
That vintage. Yeah, great cars though. Awesome cars. One of the best looking cars of that era.
My mates went through an Alpha phase when we were really young, and geez, it cost a lot of money to have that passion back in the late 80s, early 90s. But a mate still got his, you know, the box shaped, it was about 1990, the box shaped Alpha that came with the 6 in manual. And it is just an absolute ripper from about 1990, and it's still sitting in his garage.
Yeah, that would probably be a 156 or something that you're speaking of there. And the great handling car with great performance. Unfortunately, Alphas have been sort of plagued with a few unreliability issues, which let the values down a bit. But overall, I mean, certainly some of the earlier cars, like the 105 series, the GTVs, the early GTVs, you know, they're sort of 100 grand plus now for one of those. And so Alphas can really achieve some big sums of money, and certainly the ones that are even earlier than that do.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, you can join us. Changing gears even was a challenge. Just getting it right, getting back into second was always a little bit of a challenge. You had to pay attention or else there could be a crunching sound. Justin says, hi, Leon, I have a 1966 windowless HR panel van, completely stock, says Justin.
Ah, right, okay. My knowledge of most of the pre-1960s vehicles is not that great. However, having said that, an HR panel van is a very, very rare vehicle. What they're worth at the moment, I'm not too clear on, but I would guesstimate, and that's what it would be. It would be a bit of a guess, somewhere between 40 and 55.
Tom asks via text, could you please ask your guest the worth of 140,000 kilometre 1990 Nissan 300ZX Auto, 2+2, delivered here in Australia?
Oh, very interesting, the 300ZX. Is my business partner in the UK... flagged them as being a potential real winner and a real rising car, one of the sort of 76 that we talk about on a website that will rise. She mentioned that and she said, oh, these are going to go. I disagreed and I was wrong. She was right. So 300ZXs have gone from really practically nowhere, like 2 or 3 years ago, you could pick one up for under $5,000 very easily. But now they're a 30 to 40 grand car because... they've been featured in a few movies, and they're all part of the sort of Japanese 70s, 80s, 90s movement of modern classics. So that's where they're at now. And 140,000 is reasonable kilometres for a 300ZX. It's not over the top. It's not the other side of 200. So, yeah.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, a final question for you, Mark Haybittle. Andrea from Ranelagh. Good morning, Andrea. My 91-year-old father has a 1975 Toyota Crown in good condition.
Oh,
beautiful for
car.
A Sunday drive. And he's wondering if it has any value.
They certainly do. They're gorgeous. The mother of my daughter, her mother had one of those in a sort of beigey colour. And it was a 2600 Crown Custom. And what a great car it was. It was manual. And at the time, I thought these are just a great, drivable, really nice, reliable car. And that's what they are. That one's one of the later ones. It's at the tail end of the Crown Custom time. And that car now will be worth about 25 grand if it's a nice car with low kilometres. Whereas, obviously, you could pick them up back in the day for like $500, you know.
Mark, been great to talk to you as ever. Huge response. Sorry to everyone we can't get to. Mark, we'll catch you in a few weeks' time.
Fantastic. Look forward to it, Leon. You have a great week.
And if you want to find Mark's website, Supercar Secrets is the place to go. Maybe you can just fantasize, sit there drooling, get a little tea towel over the keyboard and have a look at some of what's on the website. Mark Haybittle on mornings around Tasmania.